Proverbs 1:3 says to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. That's what the Bible promises, that if we will study God's Word, we will receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. And this is a promise directly from the book of Proverbs, but really it's a promise from God's Word as a whole. And that's what's wrong with the world today. That's what's wrong with so many individuals, but it's what's wrong with our nation here in America. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but righteousness comes by being right with God from God's Word, and that's what's missing. And that very word at the end there, equity. Today the cry is for equality. Well, equality is communism. Equity is equal judgment or justice under the law, equal treatment under the law. Equality is guaranteeing outcomes so that everybody has the same thing, same income, same house, same car. And so people lose their incentive to even work or try. The trophy generation, that's communism. And the trophy generation is now grown up and is turning our country into a communist country. And they're also the generation on psych meds with suicide and overdose rates going through the roof. That's what always happens under this false idea of equality instead of equity. Go study communist Russia, for example, and how they all turned into drunks. Vodka was the thing. Why? Because they had no incentive to do anything. No matter how hard you worked, the outcome was the same. Look at the suicide rates and what's going on in communist China and places like that that adopt this equality concept instead of the biblical idea of equity. And people will say, well, eye for an eye, and the whole world goes blind. And they claim Gandhi said that, but you look it up. There's no evidence he ever actually said it in his defense. But that statement, the eye for an eye and the whole world goes blind, it's a stupid statement. It's not true. The idea of an eye for an eye is equity, equal justice. And they'll say, well, Jesus said in Matthew 5:38-40, ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that you resist not evil, so forth. But see, Jesus is talking to individuals there. He's talking to you. But the original giving of eye for an eye was the law that the whole nation of Israel was to follow under Exodus 21, if you look verses 22 through 27. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished according as the husband, the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. See, it's about equity. He didn't go find that man's wife and cause her to lose her baby. It explains in the next few verses, and if a man smite the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. They didn't go poke the guy's eye out. People have this idea of eye for an eye meant that, you know, if you poked out an eye, your eye got poked out. And that's not what it means at all. It's a saying, eye for an eye, so that you understand there's equity in the law. As John Wesley said in his notes, eye for eye. The execution of this law is not put into the hands of private persons, as if every man might avenge himself, which would introduce universal confusion. And that's what we have today. And it's becoming more and more confused because people don't understand what the language means. They don't understand what words mean. They don't understand the Bible. We're missing wisdom, and it's hurting our nation because it's happening on an individual basis. Literally, a couple hundred million people in this country are totally clueless about the Bible and totally clueless about justice. And it shows then in the whole country. And it'll show in your life if you don't get this straight. And you can get it straight by being in God's Word and reading the Proverbs.